Yes, people, welcome back to Cricket Talks. This is episode 23, and it's also part 3 of a 6-part series where I review all the PSL teams. So, Lahore fans, I'm a Lahore fan. Lahore fans, PSL fans, tune in. We're going to go through all the players, the retained ones, the picked ones. I'm very, very happy about how the team has turned out this year. Hopefully, I can go in a little bit more detail than I have with the other sides, especially with Lahore being the team I support, so it's the team I followed the most. If you have seen my other episodes, or if you listen to my other episodes, you know I've said this quite a few times. I want to be in the top 100 podcasts, cricket podcasts specifically, obviously, for as many nations as possible by the end of the year. We're ranked in Norway, we're ranked pretty high in New Zealand, and when I'm an independent, it's just me. I bring on guests, but we're not funded by any broadcasters. We're not working with any brands. There might be sponsors, but we're really just independent. So what I need you guys to do, if you want to support me, I don't ask for no payments. I just want you guys to stream my stuff. Stream it. Go listen to all my old episodes. Listen to the ones with the guests. I've got shows launching soon with an interview series where I have a load of county cricketers, pro athletes, that sort of thing coming up. So in the lead up, if you want to listen to other content, if you've come here from TikTok, because I know that TikTok's building up nicely, stream other content, man. Just stream it and it'll help me, especially if you're from countries outside the UK. If you're in the UK, that's even better, man, because UK is hard to rank in with so many broadcasters having podcasts. But if you're from India, Saudi, New Zealand, Australia, India, Pakistan, help me become the top 100 in your country. And to do that, I don't ask for no payments. All I need you guys to do is just stream my episode. That's literally as simple as it is. If you can, follow it, rate it, review it. And if you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. We're almost at 100 subscribers, so hopefully we'll get there soon. But let's get back to the episode. Like I said, we're going to be talking through Lahore Qalandars, my team. Like I said, I'm very happy about how the team's turned out, and we're going to go through the team right about now. So the first player from the retained list is Mohammed Hafeez, one of our core players, to be honest, in Lahore Qalandars. I think Lahore Qalandars is developing, I think, like most PSL teams actually, developing a core side, and then they work around it with the picks, because, you know, there's trades, there's players who opt out, there's players who just don't turn up the next season, players who don't get picked next season. So in Lahore Qalandars anyway, Mohammed Hafeez is one of the core players. Also, sorry about the light. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm sorry about the light. It's a little bit lower, so you can see the screen light a little bit more. It's just because it's late. I don't want to put the light too high just because it hurts my eyes. But yeah, man, let's get back to it. Mohammed Hafeez is one of the core players alongside the likes of Shaheen Afridi, Sahil Akhtar, David Visa, and who else would it be? I think that's kind of it off the top of my head, to be honest. Those are kind of our core players, and Mohammed Hafeez is sort of that representative from the batting point of view. Last season alone, 300 runs across about 13 innings, 39 average, 120 strike rate. With the ball, he only had a 6.5 economy, which is outstanding in T20 cricket. Mohammed Hafeez is just genuinely an asset to our side. He very much bats in the middle order, I'd say 3-4. There's no specific place, because I know our middle order gets shuffled around a little bit. I think Sahil Akhtar on paper ends up batting in the middle order and shuffles it around just based on the situation. And Lahore's done that quite a few times, depending on the batting situation, depending where we're playing. Samit Patel might bat higher that day, David Visa might bat a little bit higher that day, but just generally, Mohammed Hafeez bats 3 or 4. He's very handy with the ball, as you guys know. Him being to left-handers is a very good asset to have, and with the bat, you know, it's destructive. The numbers speak for yourself, you know, 39 average, third leading run scorer. There were five out of the top five leading run scorers last season for the Lahore, and you know, he was just definitely a big contributor towards getting us to the final, and I'm very confident that he'll help us do the same. His form is outstanding recently. He was a leading run scorer in T20 internationals last year. 90 odd average, 80 to 90 average. He had a big score against England. He had 99, I think, not out against New Zealand, where he hit the 6 off the last ball of the innings, which is just straight back down the ground. So yeah, Hafeez is in impeccable form, man. And you know, he missed out on the South Africa's T20 series. But that being said, he did play in the T10, and I'm not exactly sure how he did there. I think he was part of the Qalandars. So Qalandars fans or T10 fans, let me know how he went on. I didn't follow the T10 too much, but yeah, Hafeez is an asset, man. I can't speak highly enough about him. Now the next player is Shaheen Shah Afridi. In my eyes, the best bowler the PSL has to offer. 12 games, 17 wickets, 7.1 economy, leading wicket taker PSL last season. And yeah, still carrying that form, man. The first T20 he bowled, he didn't bowl too well, to be honest, actually, now that I think of it. In the first two T20s, this is the time I'm recording this, the third one hasn't begun yet between Pakistan and South Africa. That being said, still one of the best bowlers, probably the best bowler Pakistan has to offer. Can bowl at the death, can bowl in the middle overs, bowl at the power play. Most of the time Pakistan end up using him in the power play, or Lahore uses him in the PSL. They use him in the power play or the death, two overs in each, and then they just rotate around that. But yeah, man, one asset. He leads our front line of the bowlers when we have the likes of Samet Patel. Who else have we got this season? Dilbar Hussain. And yeah, David Visa, man, he probably leads that. He leads that front line attack. You know, Dilbar Hussain is coming through as a real asset as well. But yeah, Shaheen Shah Afridi, best bowler in the PSL, best bowler from Pakistan. And yeah, hopefully another good season from him, helping us take us to the title. So the next player for Lahore Qalandars is an opener we've had for a while. That is Fakhar Zaman, opening batsman in last season alone. Weirdly enough, if you look across the Lahore team, you probably wouldn't actually assume that he had so many runs scored, but he did. 325 runs, second leading run score of the tournament, about 27 average, but 128 strike rate. He was about, I think, 75 runs off first place, which was Babar Azam, who was averaging about 60. So yeah, but that being said, Zaman is an amazing cricketer, still in my eyes. His form's not showing it, but I'm still confident in him. He's one of those players, like I've said before, I think, when I was doing the PSL preview, actually the T20 previews episode for the South Africa T20 series, I did say that he's one of those players who can, you know, relieve the pressure from the other side. He's attacking from the very first ball. If there is a ball, a lot of the time he'll end up scoring a four off the first ball of the innings, but any ball outside off stump, it doesn't matter what ball it is, he'll smack it for four through the covers. He'll find a way to make him beat backwards point, beat extra cover. And he's just such an aggressive player. He likes to put the pressure back on the bowlers. And I think when we have someone else opening, I'm not exactly sure who the other opener is at this point. You know, there's a load of people we could pick between. But Zizan Ashraf might actually be one of those. But he's one of those players who can just pump the strike rate out from the very first ball. I'm happy that he's in our side. The runs speak for themselves. He is a run scorer. He gets those runs quickly, even though the average might not show it and the form might not be showing it. I'm still happy that we have still got him, and I think he's a solid player for the future of Lahore Qalandars. Now the next player is another one that we've had for a fairly long time, again on the retain list. That is David Visa. I can't praise him enough. The amount of times he has helped Lahore Qalandars out of extremely tough situations. I'll be very honest, some of the situations he's taken us out of and brought us over the line or brought us to a super over at Lahore Qalandars has had plenty of. I don't think a lot of players could replicate and, you know, handle that same pressure. That guy is an absolute beast. His ability, you know, he doesn't bowl 85 miles an hour. I'll put it, we'll be very honest, he bowls anywhere between 70 and potentially 82. You know, he's a regular at Sussex. And yeah, the guy's just so good. His constant use of variations, pace on, pace off, cutters, and he's so successful in that. His numbers alone, he had about 130 runs at a 43 average, 170 strike rate. He bowled about 30 overs last season as well and took about 12 wickets across 10 games. And you know, he had that 3 for 27 against Multan. This player is so valuable in the PSL. There's a lot of players, you know, world superstars that actually don't thrive in the PSL as much as they're expected to, and that's happened plenty of times. But David Visa is one of those players who you could potentially say is overlooked because he's not necessarily an Andre Russell, a Rashid Khan, or, you know, those kind of players. But he is so valuable. His ability to use his variations and his calmness, his level-headedness at the number 6, number 7 position for us at Lahore Qalandars, and even batting number 5 sometimes, has been invaluable for us. He genuinely is an amazing player. I'm so happy that he stayed with us for another year, and I'm sure he can lead with us alongside Sahil Akhtar as one of the main leading players for the Lahore Qalandars, and hopefully he can bring us closer to a title because I'm sure he's yearning for it as well. Haris Rauf is the next player on the retain list. express placement. And you know, if you've heard my last TikToks, my last podcast episodes, you might have heard me slander him a little bit, and that's just because he didn't really perform well in the South Africa series. I don't think he learned his lesson after getting hit around, and you know, the consequences of that is he just missed out the 30-20 as a whole. And you know, as much as I did, some people had it much worse, and I'm not slandering him in a bad way, and I want the best for him. It's just that he doesn't learn sometimes, and the consequences of that is he just goes so expensive. There is also factors of he's not being bowled at the right times, he's getting bowled in the power play where he gives away the most runs, but I'm not going to take that away from him, that he's only come into the game 4 years ago, hardball cricket anyway. He got that pace from tape ball cricket with the quick arm, and he came into the Lahore development program 4 years ago, about 2017, and from there played in the PSL for two seasons and played in the Big Bash in between those. And that level of progress within that period of time is nothing short of amazing. And you know, I still think he has a lot to offer. I just think that he needs to make use of those variations that I saw him use in his first season of the Big Bash, where he was using cutters and slower balls to get some of the wickets. He bowled a good cutter against, I think he might have been one of the players at Hobart in his first season of the Big Bash. And with changing conditions in such places such as Lahore, where it's not necessarily bowler friendly, seam friendly actually, it's important that he makes use of those and he doesn't drag it back and try and still get them out for a bouncer, because the ball just slows down, it holds up, and he just get pumped around the ground, and that's going to happen if he doesn't carry on. I'm not exactly sure where all of Lahore's games are, but if they are in Karachi or they are in Rawalpindi, he can do what he wants. It's just that when he's in Lahore, he has to make use of the variations, because the last thing we want is Shaheen, Dave Reza, Samit Patel, all these big, these great bowlers doing some of the dog work, and then he comes in and you know just tips the game on his head. So that being said, he is a wicket taker, man. In the middle overs and in the death bowling, he's extremely handy. Had a lot of pace, so I still think he has a bright future for Lahore, and hopefully they keep him in the long term, because he definitely does have a long term as he more matures up in his bowling. Now the next player is Ben Dunk. Another one of those invaluable signings that Lahore has managed to get themselves with. He played for Karachi Kings, he wasn't really used at all, you know, Mohammad Rizwan, Chadwick Walton did a lot of the keeping, and that because of that he missed out, and when he did play he didn't necessarily perform as well because of the lack of playing time. But he came into Lahore, I think his first season was with the last season with us, and 10 innings or 11 innings, 300 runs, 37 average, 167 strike rate. He's also leading in the most dismissals as a keeper. He is an absolute class player. He had that 99 high score. Again, he's in one season, he's one of those players who has helped Pakistan out of tough situations. He knows how to apply the pressure, he knows how to hit hard, and he's adapted to Pakistan conditions very, very nicely. You know, he's probably going to be our first team or our regular keeper. That being said, we do have another signing that we've just made this season. I want to mention later on who could potentially play, but Ben Dunk, number 5, is the problem for the PSL. I think they noticed it last season, and hopefully he has another successful one. Next up is Dilbar Hussain, another one of the players, a product of the Lahore Development Centre. In terms of seam bowling, obviously he came through with Haris Ralph, but yeah, another incredibly talented player. Similar success story to Haris Ralph, actually. I don't even think he played table cricket. I'm not exactly sure what he played before, but you know, he came into the scene a couple of years back, and from then on just went shooting upwards. I think his ability to have so much bounce in the ball, his tall stature carries through right through in his bowling, and he can create so much bounce, so much pace, and that's the reason for him being so successful. You know, he had that season when Haris Ralph had to leave the Big Bash, Dilbar Hussain ended up playing as a cover for the Melbourne Stars. So yeah, another great player, finished up in the PSL, not pretty high in the wicket. I think he was in the top 10 wicket takers for last season anyway, and I'm sure we can see another successful season. In the first half anyway, we're definitely going to see a lot of successful cricket, and in the second half, I think it's just going to be so important for him to use his cutters that I've seen him use before, and then still carry that bounce, carry that length, because his line and length has generally been spot on through most of his PSL career. And it's really just controlling that pace. Second of the tournament with Lahore, it's really important he controls that and uses his variation. So yeah, Dilbar Hussain, another amazing talent that I'm sure Lahore is going to get a lot out of. Now the next player is Sahil Akhtar, Lahore's skipper for the last few seasons. he didn't have a particularly great season, if I'm being honest, last anyway. 13 innings, about 268 runs, a 20 odd average, 120 strike rate. I don't think he necessarily performed that well. Again, it's been a while, playoffs are recently, but yeah, I think he had that high score of 68 not out, and that was almost at a runnable, you know, like we said, 120 strike rate. He definitely needs to stand up this season. His, you know, Sahil is a bit of a weird one. You know, I think he's the only captain, it gets mentioned a lot, he's the only captain to in the PSL to have not played for Pakistan yet. With the way it's going, I don't think he will ever actually play for Pakistan, but he's a very promising player. I think the season before that he had a very good PSL, and hopefully he can stand up. You know, I'm probably certain he's going to be the captain this season as well, number four, number five, wherever he gets placed. He really needs to stand up, because there's only so much that we can rely on Samit Patel in the bowling and David Visa, Mohammad Hafeez, etc. to do take the game for us. If he could stand up, you know, I genuinely think that if every other player does what they did last season, our signings do what they need to do, and then Sahil stands up a lot better this season, he could probably be the pushing factor that takes us over the line this season. Like I said, I'm confident that Lahore has what it takes to take the title this season. And if he can stand up and lead as a captain, you know, he might just be the biggest factor of them all. Next up for Lahore is our platinum signing, the world superstar, Rashid Khan, the leg spinner who now can actually bat a little. I honestly don't know how I feel about this signing, if I'm being honest. He is a world star and I should be ecstatic that we're having him. But just looking over the side, it's sort of like, he's not exactly filling a hole, but more so just adding and strengthening our side. I don't necessarily think Rashid Khan was coming in my eyes, as a signing that we genuinely needed. It's more so just strengthening our team in both the leg spin department or the spinning department, to both accompany Samit Patel and not have to have rely on Mohammad Hafeez and potentially Maaz Khan, the young leg spinner. We do have a genuine leg spinner available then. And also maybe help out with the batting a little bit, but yeah, we know what he's capable of. As far as I know, I don't remember him playing for any other PSL side, so this is his first signing in the PSL. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, man. I don't think he's ever played in Karachi or Lahore, to be honest, so I don't know how he's going to adapt to the conditions. I'm sure they aren't too different to what he's played in. He's played all around the world, so I'm sure he'll be very quick to adapt. But yeah, man, a superstar signing, and yeah, Lahore has just added up to their strength. Samit Patel is next up for the Hawklanders. He's ranked in the gold category. Now, given the way the table looks, the fact that he's in the gold category means I'm assuming they had to let go of him and then reassign him. But yeah, I'm just happy that we've got him back. He's been incredibly integral to Lahore's side. He fits in that all-rounder role so well alongside David Visa, and them two have just been so good for us as a combination. You know, with the left arm spin where he can bowl four overs, and in Lahore he's extremely dangerous to play against. We saw that four for five against Quetta Gladiators, which was ended up being the best figures in the PSL last season. I'm not sure how it ranks in the history of the PSL so far. And with the bat, he has the ability to bat anywhere between 4 to 7 and just rebuild an innings, as well as dig the dagger deeper, which is, I don't know, that sounded mad, but dig the dagger deeper in terms of, you know, when Lahore does damage, when Chris Lynn was on or when Ben Dunk was on the way to that 99 not out, he has the ability to accompany them and just smacking them around with him. As well as that, he can rebuild an innings. When Lahore does get collapses, which has happened a few times, he has that ability to just hit, knock it around until you reach the 15th, 16th, 17th over and you can be more risk inclined. So Samit Patel is an unbelievable player. I do think he has the Lahore spirit in him now, despite having played for Islamabad United in the past. I do genuinely think he wants to help Lahore get the trophy. It's not so much that it's for the money, as well as that being a big contributing factor. I do generally think that he wants to help Lahore get it, because we were so close last season, and I'm sure he can do it for us this season. Next up is Tom Abel, in the category below gold, in the silver category. But yeah, Somerset's T20 captain, I'm still pretty sure. And yeah, an outstanding all-rounder. I think he's, you know, Somerset players are generally pretty sick fielders. He has that ability to bat. I've seen him bat a couple of times in the last two seasons, especially when Babar Azam signed for Somerset, and he had a few pretty incredible knocks. He loves to use a rump shot very, very recently. And yeah, man, a very, very sick player, man. I mean, he has that medium pace to offer as well. I think I'm not exactly sure where he fits in the side. You know, he potentially could play sub to David Villa when he's resting. I don't know whether he could make the regular side without that, but yeah, it's going to be good to see him play. I'm assuming that he's playing cover for someone like Dane Villas, who was with us last season. But yeah, a good cover, better than probably, I hope he performs better than Dane Villas. You know, Dane Villas wasn't amazing for us last season, as much as I love him as a player. Plays for Essex, I think Tom Abel would be a good cover, and hopefully he can perform for us. Now, next up for Lahore, again in the silver category, is Zeeshan Ashraf, the opener who used to play for Multan. Now, I rate Zeeshan Ashraf as slightly underrated in this season. He did play for Multan in the top order. I do remember him getting 50 in one of the games. Plays a keeper batsman role. I think for Lahore, he's going to be very, very handy. Lahore have struggled a few times and we didn't cover our keepers very well. And with the amount we're going to be playing Ben Dunk, I'm expecting to be playing him. Zeeshan Ashraf will be a great cover as both a keeper batsman to replace Ben Dunk when it's needed, or potentially as an opener, a replacement opener for someone like Fahad Zaman when he's out of form. His form isn't amazing right now, and maybe we might see Zeeshan Ashraf get some playing time right at the start. But either way, Zeeshan Ashraf is a very, very strong cover. I don't think silver justifies it. I think he's potentially a gold player. But yeah, Zeeshan Ashraf is going to be a good steal from Lahore Qalandars. I think Multan are going to regret it, even though they have got massive signings at the top order, which is, makes sense why they let him go. But I think Lahore can make use of him very well. Now, the next player for Lahore is someone we've had for a while now, and that is Salman Aga. I think he was named in the Aga Salman. It comes up differently everywhere I look, but he's been with us for a couple seasons now, middle order batsman, and he's performed with us a couple of times. I think he's a couple of times he's really stood out, but most of the time he has ended up playing as a sub. Still an emerging player for Lahore, I think. I don't think he's listed as an emerging player anymore, but yeah, a very, very good player. I think he was named, I can't remember where he was named, but he was named in one of the squads for the Pakistan side, actually, I'm pretty sure. Either it was the New Zealand tour or the South Africa series in the Test or T20, but he was named in one of them. But, you know, Salman Ali Aga definitely has a lot of potential. I'd probably look at him more as a long-term signing than anything. He's a middle-order batsman. His numbers don't speak of him massively. I think he's averaging about 19 in T20 cricket, 113 strike rate, and he plays for Southern Punjab. About four games ago, he did score 106 not out, so his form isn't terrible right now. But again, probably going to be one of the subs and a long-term signing for when someone like Sahil Akhtar actually ends up retiring, or one of our main signings aren't there and he has to step up to the plate. So definitely a long-term signing more than anything, and we'll probably expect him to play sub for majority of the regular season, to be honest. Now, the last player is Mohammad Fazan. Honestly, he's barely played any professional cricket anyway. He literally has about something like 8 matches under his name, 4 innings, 5 wickets across 90 runs. He's only played in the Lahore Qalandars. He hasn't actually had a professional contract yet, which is mad. But yeah, that is Mohammad Fazan. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. That was a Lahore Qalandars breakdown episode. Let me know your thoughts on each player, man. Let me know all your thoughts on each player. Which player do you think is going to be the highest wicket taker? Shaheen was the highest wicket taker for both Lahore and the PSL last season with 17 wickets. Do you think Rashid Khan will take it from the first year? Who do you think is going to be the leading run scorer? We saw Babar Azam, Fakhar Zaman, Mohammad Hafeez, Sahil Akhtar. All these kind of players well up in the top order for the most leading run scorers of last season. Who do you think that is? And let me know your playing 11. Go to each player and let me know what you think your playing 11 looks like for the Lahore Qalandars. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to help me push me up the charts, like I said at the start of the video, make sure you stream my other episode. You've got the Fab 4 India Australia series, the Pakistan New Zealand series, Pakistan South Africa, building my T20 team of the year for 2020. So go and check all those other episodes. The more you guys stream, the longer you stream it for, the quicker you push me up the charts. And then when I reach number one in any of the main charting charts, I'll do a giveaway of some sort. So yeah, make sure you guys stream, check the other videos on YouTube if you want to, but make sure you like, comment, subscribe, follow, rate, review on audio. And tomorrow's episode, which is going to be the Peshawar Zalmi preview team episode, however you want to call it, it's going to be Peshawar Zalmi. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that, and I'll see you guys there tomorrow.